I do want to welcome you to the Lord's house today, and thank you for following what God asked you to do, and just thankful for being able to be in God's house this morning. If you'll take your Bibles and turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter number 2, Memorial Day is a time that God has set aside, or that we as a country have set aside, to remember the men and women who gave their lives during service for our country. And I think it's very important that we take a moment and recognize that, and I'm so thankful for God laying that on your heart this morning. And as we come to the service this morning, I want us to have that in the back of our minds and maybe look at some scripture that God's laid on my heart that will tie maybe this together just a little bit for us. But as we've come together this morning, I pray and I hope that we have come to worship the name of Jesus Christ, because I want to tell you what, he's worthy of all of our honor and our glory and our praise this morning. It's awesome that we're honoring men and women who have given their lives to give us this opportunity to be together here this morning and to worship God in spirit and in truth and freedom without worrying about someone walking in here and telling us that we can't do it this morning. And we don't need to take that for granted. But I want to tell you what, even through all of that, God deserves all of the glory for what he has done in our lives and what he is doing in our country. And as you look this morning, I don't care if you like Trump, hate Trump. It doesn't matter to me. I don't care if you're a Republican, Democrat. Doesn't matter to me. I want to tell you this morning that we live in the best country in this world this morning. And I'm so proud to be part of the United States of America this morning. And a small message for the ones who don't think that this is the best country in the world. There's planes and boats that leave every single day. That's my best recommendation that I can give you. Let's go to the Lord in word of prayer this morning. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for all that you do for us. God, I'm so thankful to be in your presence this morning. God, I want to thank you for the spirit that the choir sung in this morning. God, I want to thank you that my sins are covered by the blood. God, I want to thank you for rescuing me, God, from myself and from my sin, God. God, I pray, dear Father, as we get into the word this morning and I do my best to preach what you've laid upon my heart, God, I pray that you'll just speak to our hearts, knowing that it's not me, God, but if anything good comes out of this message, it'll be because of you and your Holy Spirit working in our lives, God. May you get all the honor and all the glory out of everything that's ever done in this place, God. God, I pray, dear Father, today, if there's one here that's lost, I pray that today will be the day that they come to know you as their personal Savior, God. Maybe there's some of us as Christians that have moved away. We've grown cold. We're on the wrong path this morning, God. I pray that you'll help us, God, to make those things right in our life, to make our relationship right with you, God, and that we'll follow you for the rest of our days. God, I want to thank you most of all for your son, Jesus Christ, and for him giving his life for somebody like me. And it's in his name we pray. Amen. I want you to know that as we've come together this morning, as we have taken an opportunity to remember men and women who have given their lives for us to have this freedom, that also that God has called us to be soldiers this morning. That God has called us that we should not only just be saved people and happy to be children of God, but that God has also called us to be soldiers. I want you to turn with me in 2 Timothy chapter number 2. We're going to begin reading with verse number 1. The Bible says, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." You know what? That kind of absolutely does away with all these people that says to be a Christian that you have to be weak. To be a Christian that you have to be a sissy. To be a Christian, you can't be a man. You can't be strong. You can't be a strong woman. Because I want you to know this morning that God tells us in 2 Timothy, he says, I want you to be strong in the grace. I want you to stand firm and be strong. Verse number 2, the Bible says, "And the things which thou hast heard of among my many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also." Now, these men and women who gave their lives in the service of their country, they did it not knowing who I was, but they did it for me. They were willing to pay an ultimate sacrifice. They were willing to take that opportunity that they may have to give their life so that you and I could be free this morning. They didn't know who I was. They didn't know who you were, but they were willing to do that for others. And God says right here in verse number 2, he says, "I don't only want you to be strong in your grace. I don't want you to be strong in your faith. I want you to be able to teach others also." Verse number 3, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." I want you to notice that he didn't say, I want you all to endure hardness as good children. I want you to endure hardness as a good person. He says, I'm calling you out to be a soldier. I need somebody that's going to be strong. I need somebody that's going to be committed. I need somebody that's going to be devoted to the cause. I want you to be strong as a good soldier. Verse number 4, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may have pleasure with him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. As we look at verse number 3, and God is calling us out to endure hardness as a good soldier, I want you to know that being a soldier of Jesus Christ is not easy. Now look, I never chose to go into the military. That was not something that I felt like that I could handle. That was not. But some of you here in the congregation this morning, you have been through that. You've been through the boot camp. You've been through the tough times. And there's some enduring that has to go along with that. Somehow or the other, though, that we as Christians this morning, we love being children of God. We love being children of the Most High God and singing about Jesus rescuing us and singing about God's forgiveness of our sins and knowing that God's going to be there and that he's going to hold our hands and that all of our hope is in Jesus. We love singing those songs and we love knowing that God has us. But I want you to know this morning that God don't only want to be that God to us, but he wants to be a God and a leader of a good soldier, somebody that's going to be there for him also, that has chosen to walk a walk and be what God has called us to be. Being a soldier is not always easy. You have to endure hardness. You have to teach others. And in verse number 4, it also says, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life. You want to know something? That soldiers, when they're in service, they don't choose to fight for both sides. They don't choose to be on this side today and on that side tomorrow. And I want you to know that if we're going to be good soldiers of Jesus Christ, that we have to make up our mind that we're not going to be entangled with the affairs of this life any longer, that we're not going to be entangled with the sin that he has set us free from, that we're not going to go back to the burdens and the chains that he has set us free from. But we're saying, God, I'm going to be a good soldier, and I want to be exactly what you have given me to be. Now, not only is that pleasing unto God, but that allows us the opportunity to do something for others. Because I want to tell you something this morning. I don't think there's anything in this world that has turned more people away from Jesus Christ than someone who says they're a soldier of Jesus Christ, but their life and their actions don't line up with it. I don't think there's anything that turns people away from God, that turns people away from accepting Jesus Christ. I don't think there's anything that turns them away more than somebody that says that I'm a child of God and they live like the world and they live like the devil. I believe that they are turned away. I believe that even lost people know that there's supposed to be something different about a child of God. And if I'm going to go out and I'm going to say that I'm going to be a soldier, I'm going to stand firm, I'm going to be strong, then I can't entangle myself with the affairs of this world any longer. Now look, we preached last Sunday about we know that we all mess up, that we all sin, that we all fall short of God's glory, and I'm glad that God's grace and his mercy is there to forgive that. But I want you to know that when we mess up and we fall short, that it shouldn't be a habitual thing in our lives. That it shouldn't be, oh, I know that I'm going to do this, so I'm just going to turn away from God. I believe that God expects us to be single-minded soldiers, not to entangle ourselves with the affairs of this world any longer. I want to turn to another scripture, and maybe we can see how God expects us to be. Mark chapter number 8. Mark chapter number 8, verse number 34. I want you to look how Jesus instructs his disciples to be good soldiers. I want you to look what he tells his disciples. Verse number 34, the Bible says, and when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. I want you to know this morning that when men and women choose to go and be part of the military, they're saying, I am willing to make a sacrifice. I am willing to give my life for my country. But they don't go in saying, I'm going to. They don't go in saying, this is the plan. But I want to tell you something this morning, that if you want to be a soldier for Jesus Christ, if you want to stand firm in the grace, if you want to stand firm in the faith, then the first thing you need to do is lose your life, lose your will, lose your wants and your ambitions for your life, and say, God, whatever it is that you want for my life, that's what I want to be. Now, Jesus here, when he says, for if you will lose your life, let me read it again because I'll get it tangled up. Verse number 35, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's the same shall save it. Now, look, we could take this out of context and we could all go and get in a big room somewhere and get us some magic potion and think we're going to fly out of here on the back of a comet or something other and say, hey, we give our life for the gospel's sake. That's not what God wants. God saved me for a purpose. First of all, he loved me so much that he didn't want me to die and go to hell. Second of all, he wanted to free me from my sin, my shame, and my guilt. But I believe that God also saved me so that I could use the rest of my life to give him glory in everything that I do. No matter if it's work, if it's playing ball, if it's whatever you do, I don't know what you do day in and day out, but whatever you do, God says, do it unto glory for me. Whatever I do, I should be giving God glory and also pointing others to the cross of Christ. But I want you to know this morning that if I'm not a single-minded soldier, if I'm not doing my best of following Jesus Christ, if I'm not willing to lose my life and my desires and my wants and follow after his wants, there's no way that I'm going to point others to the cross of Christ. There's no way that I'm going to be what God wants me to be. He says, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. Now, how many people, and maybe some of you only experience you have is the movies like I have, but how many people do you think that has been in the military and as they were going through boot camp, how many people think that when a drill sergeant stepped nose to nose with them and gave them an order, how many of you think that they looked at him and said, I don't want to do that? I would say that there's not too many that's willing to talk about it if they did. That's not the way that it works. That's not what the way that it works. I mean, they give an order and they do it. But how many times has God given us orders? Have God given us things to do in our lives? And maybe, you know, there's been a time in my life when it felt like God was nose to nose with me. I remember when God was calling me to preach and I was doing my best to run from it. I didn't want to preach. I knew what was involved in that. I didn't want that responsibility. That was not what I had desired for my life. And I remember when God was calling me to preach, he began with just kind of molding me and shaping me and working on my heart and speaking to me. But by the end of it, I believe me and God was nose to nose and we was going to figure out who was going to win. Thank God I surrendered and I went God's way, because I don't know what it would have been if I hadn't, but I'm so thankful that I did, because look where I'm at now. I'm with my family here at Fellowship Baptist Church preaching the Word of God and giving people an opportunity to come to know Jesus Christ. God knows best always, but I didn't look at God and say, no, I don't want to do that. You have to be a soldier and say, God, if that's what you want, I've got to deny myself. Do you know what? I still have to deny myself every single day. I have to get up and say, God, today help me follow what you want for me. God, help me to follow your orders. Help me to follow your instruction. I'm not saying that I do that. I'm saying that's what I need to do if I'm going to be the soldier that God has called me to be. He says, let him deny himself, take up his cross. Now look right here. He didn't tell his disciples, I want you to deny yourself, take up your cupcakes, and follow me. He didn't say, I want you to deny yourself and put on your best clothes and follow me. He didn't say, deny yourself and get the easy way and follow me. He said, you take up your cross and you follow me. Being a Christian is not easy. Working for God is not easy. Being a soldier for Christ is not easy, but I want to tell you this morning that just as the people in the service, they gave their life for others, if you will give your life to Jesus Christ, if you'll say, I'm willing to lose my life, I'm willing to lose my desires, I'm willing to lose myself, God, and devote all of myself to you and give you all of myself, I believe that you will have an effect on other people's life. I believe that they will see that God is real in your life. I believe that they'll see that you have a love for God and what God has done for you that will change their life if we'll be the soldier that God has called us to be. However, too many times. We're kind of lazy in being a soldier. See, the great thing about being a soldier for God is there's so many benefits that come with being a soldier for God. There is that friendship that you have through the Holy Spirit. There is that freedom from sin. And you know what? Instead of going and saying, I'm going to be a soldier, we go, "Ooh, I'm a soldier." And we sit down. And we say, God, give it to me. God, I want all the benefits. I just want to be right here, God, and I just pour your love on me. God, I'm going to worship. Lord, I praise you. And we get so comfortable in that. And man, that's what we ought to be doing in here. That's what we ought to be saying. God, feed me. God, strengthen me. God, give me your benefits. Let me worship you and glorify you. Let me just give you honor. And then when we go out of those doors, we ought to be back to being a soldier for Jesus Christ. We ought to be back to pointing others to the cross of Christ. We ought to be back to giving God glory with our lives. But we get stuck in worship mode a whole lot of time. We get stuck in being a child of the Most High God. But he says, I want you to take up your cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. Denying myself is not something that I like to do. You can ask my wife, if I want something, I want it. And there's not much going to get in my way. I'll work extra hours. I'll do whatever I have to do. I'll do side jobs. I'll do whatever I have to do. I've already told her that this summer, at some time or the other, there's a grill that I want. And I said, I'm going to have that grill right there. And, of course, my wife, she said, well, if you want it, go get it. That's the way she lives. Just go on it, go get it. Now, I'm thinking, I got to make extra to get that. But and I'm not willing to deny myself. I've told her this. I'm going to have one. God willing, I'm going to have one. I didn't add that the first time I said it, but I'm going to have one of those grills. And I am set on that. Now, if something come up, I don't like denying myself. I don't like telling myself no. I want what I want, and I want it when I want it. There's a whole lot of I's in it. But he says here, deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. I want to tell you the best thing about following Jesus Christ and being a good soldier of Jesus Christ is there is guaranteed victory for you as a soldier of Jesus Christ. Man, these men and women, the days and the times that we're living in, if my son came to me and told me that he wanted to be in the military, there is a part of me that would be prideful in that, to know that he loves his country and I've raised him to know that we live in the best country in the world. But there would be a part of me that would be scared to death because, I mean, when you look around, this whole thing's a little shaky right now. Man, no, only God knows what's going to happen. And it's all shaky and it would be so nervous. And there is not guaranteed victory for us. There's not. But now let me tell you this, since I said that, even though there's not guaranteed military victory for us in any of the situations that's going on, if you're here and you're saved by the grace of God, don't get tied up in that because you have guaranteed victory this morning. Don't get worried about that. You trust God and it's going to be okay. But there's guaranteed victory for us as believers. The Bible tells us, he said, I've gone away to prepare a place for you. And if I go away and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also, that one day you will be in the presence of God, that guaranteed victory is coming for you. Because Jesus Christ, now listen to this soldier, there was a soldier that left the splendor of heaven. Everything was perfect in his life. Everything was wonderful. And yet he loved you so much that he was willing to come and battle a battle that he didn't have to. That he was willing to come and fight an enemy that he didn't have to. But he loved you so much that he came here and he lived on this earth. And the Bible tells us that he faced the same temptations that you and I face, yet without sin. That he was willing to go to an old rugged cross and let people do terrible things to him. That he was willing to lay down his life for you and I. The Bible says, no greater love hath any man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. That Jesus Christ gave his life for you, that you may have guaranteed victory, that you may have freedom from your sin, from your shame, from your guilt, from condemnation, that you may have freedom from chains that bind you, from fear and from death. Jesus Christ did all of that for you. He was a good soldier, and his mission is accomplished, and one day we'll be in his presence and be able to give him the honor and the glory and the worship that he deserves. He paid the ultimate price for you. Hannah, if you will, come on and get us an invitation to him this morning. My question to you is, what kind of soldier are you? My question this morning is, what kind of soldier are you being? Are we a good soldier? Are we denying ourselves? Are we taking up our cross? Are we following Jesus Christ? He paid an ultimate price for you and I. What kind of soldier are we being? You know, sometimes, in my mind, I'm a pretty good soldier. And there are times when I'm not a good soldier at all. There are times in my life that, hey, I'll go to a work situation because I understand that. God being my boss, if I worked for God, there are times that I would fire me. I'm so glad God don't fire us. What kind of soldier are you being? You know what's amazing is when God first saves us and we realize that we have been set free from our sin, and when we realize that we have been forgiven and we no longer have to go to hell, we no longer going to be guilty of those sins, man, we're fired up and we're a single-minded soldier. And then all heck breaks loose in the world, don't it? Troubles and trials and heartaches and temptation. And all of that happens, and the next thing you know, we're not being a good soldier. The next thing you know, we've kind of veered a little bit. But I'm so glad the Bible tells us that if we will confess our sins, that he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He don't just forgive us, he cleanses, washes it away. Never to be remembered against you again. With every head bowed and every eye closed for just a minute, I want you to think about your life. Are you willing to give up your life for the life that God wants you to have? Are you willing to give up your... Are you willing to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow after Christ? Man, as newborn babes in Christ were, yes, I will! And then as life goes on, it gets tougher. Maybe you're here this morning and you're a Christian. You know without a doubt in your mind that you know Jesus Christ is your personal Savior. But right now, you're just not being a good soldier. Right now, I'm just not being a good soldier. There is no better time than today than to ask God to forgive you, to move you closer, to help you. Would you just lift your hand and let me pray for you? God sees hands all over the church, in the balcony, on the main floor. There's hands all over the congregation this morning. Amen. God sees all of these hands. Now, before anybody ever raises their head, I got one more question. You're here this morning, you've heard about Jesus, you know that he gave his life for you, but you've never taken that opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. He paid the ultimate price. Man, I think it was wonderful singing the national anthem this morning. I think it was wonderful the response of the hooping and hollering and clasping your hands. I think that was wonderful. But I want to tell you something. There's one that gave his life for you that done so much more, that provided so much more. Preacher, I've never accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. Would you pray for me? I'm not going to say that I'm coming today. I'm not going to say that I'm going to move today, but I want you to pray for me. I know that I'm lost, and I just want you to pray for me that I will accept Christ as my Savior. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for this opportunity that you've given us to be together. God, I want to thank you for saving me, God. God, I know that sometimes I'm such a failure as a soldier, and I pray that you'll forgive me for it, God. God, here in just a minute, we're going to stand to our feet. God, there were hands all over the house of people that want to move closer to you, God. God, you said that if we would move closer to you, that you would move closer to us. God, I pray that you'll give them the strength, the faith, the courage, God, to come and to make things right with you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.